You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
And we will, even if it's volume 37 of Sound and Nick's Vision. Hurrah! Sound and Nick's Vision is back with a brand new, spankingly wonderful piece, which is dedicated to a very special person, Nick, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's a bit of a sad show. It's dedicated to my dad, Mr. Gordon Elliott, who was my hero and was the inspiration for why I do what I do. And sadly, I lost my dad on February the 4th.
Well, again, obviously, deep sympathy, and we know that he's in Heaven FM with Ken Dodd.
Indeed.
And with Stephen Hawking.
Indeed.
And with what he could have won, which would have been, of course, Jim Bowen, and all sorts of other things. Exactly. So, what you know, your father, Jim Bowen, Ken Dodd, and Stephen Hawking, it's a quartet of quality, isn't it?
Could be a giggle.
Sue Royce, welcome back to Sound and Nick's Vision.
Thank you very much.
Marvellous. And Kat, our producer... She's always the silent producer. That's why we don't really hear a great deal from Kat. But you hear her in the start of the whole thing. Let's move on, because lots of things to work through. We're moving straight away into the ocean. Why have you gone for that man from The Verve to sing for us?
From Pulp, actually.
Are you sure Richard Hawley's not... he's The Verve. Pulp. Are you sure? No, Pulp is Jarvis Cocker.
Richard Hawley was the Axeman in Pulp.
Really?
Well, there might be some adjudication going on in this.
Definitely. Sheffield, fantastic.
Well, if you're set on that...
No point in arguing, just spin some tunes. Let's go.
It is.
Exactly. Well, okay.
To the ocean, so lead me down by the ocean. You know, it's been a long time. You always leave me tongue-tied. All this time is for us. I love you just because you lead me down to the ocean. The world is fine. By the ocean, you know this time's for real. It helps the heart to heal. You know it breaks the seal of the talisman that haunts. And so you look at me and need the space that means as much to me. Down to the ocean, our world is fine by the ocean. You know what way life, it's so hard to live up to. So why are you still dressed in your morning suit? I assume you lead me down to the ocean. Don't leave me down by the ocean. The ocean.
and so it flows away. It's often been said parents are very difficult to bring into the world, but at the end of the day, if it wasn't for parents, we wouldn't be here. And Nick, after that sort of statement of the obvious, any thoughts you'd like to share about your legendary father, whose name, of course, was?
Gordon.
Gordon.
Yeah, Gord, as better known as. There's immense...
For God's sake.
Indeed.
You might have appreciated that.
Immense amount of thoughts, but I'd rather a special middle name, which I'll tell you about, because he was born on Armistice Day, and his middle name was Flanders.
Oh.
Which was Gordon Flanders Elliot, yeah, which was... Always
I'm
not
sure, Sue, whether your microphone is actually working. Maybe the machine has actually just decided we
it
just
doesn't
don't,
like me.
Oh, it's all right.
Can't
now, it's
we
fine.
Hear Sue?
We can now. It's all right. She's
wonderful.
Just,
good.
Just, turn her up. Come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
I need to get a bit closer.
Oh well, there we are. So we are dedicating this edition, which is volume 37 of Sound and Exhibition, to Gordon Elliott. I'm surprised it was actually that long ago. So literally it would have been 100, almost 100 years old, actually, on Armistice Day. Oh, no, he wasn't born actually on the Armistice Day.
No,
so,
no, on the date.
Yeah.
11th of November.
Yeah, for a moment there, yeah. I'm thinking, whoa, where are we going on this?
He was actually just over 85.
Well, so close, yeah. Close.
Yeah. Just a bad innings.
No, he'd been around for quite a while. But suffered rather kind of a grim existence over the past couple of years. Not my dad's style at all, you know.
Well, Nick, you know the official line. If you're still on the planet, it means your mission here isn't finished.
Possibly.
Time for that band who, I'm sorry, and I'm sure Gordon wouldn't appreciate this, not, but every time I introduce them, I can't help but say it's not just a great band, but also a way of saying greetings in Leeds. E, hello.
Time, twilight crawling through my window pane.
just in case we have many international fans of Sound and Exhibition who'd like to say, sir, what was the result of the Richard Hawley debate? And I have to admit, Nick was actually right. I was confusing Richard Hawley with Richard Ashcroft. Now, let me say, I don't actually admit to occasional errata on air. It's does not compute time, but there we are. I would like to say, with a slight hesitation, I believe that was from the ELO album Time, which was 1981, if I recall.
It was definitely the album, but I couldn't tell you the year.
Okay, well, we'll just leave
it. But again, one of my dad was a big ELO fan.
Was he Mick Kaminsky? Was he Bev Bevan?
Basically from the original conception of the band, you know.
Pop quiz facts, Sue.
Sort of Roy Wood and the likes.
Yeah, exactly. Which famous soul said that if they'd still stayed together, they would have sounded just like Electric Light Orchestra?
I don't know.
In a very famous interview. John Lennon.
Ah,
very nice. Maintained that basically if the Beatles had stayed together, post Let It Be, they would have sounded pretty much like Electric Light Orchestra, because that was the area they were exploring. They'd kind of done the reggae, they'd done various other bits and pieces, and clearly they'd also connected with that. Next quiz question for you, Sue. Putting you on the spot here, because people
indeed.
Say
indeed.
Yeah.
Always important. Nick just mentioned a very important musician there, Roy Wood. What was the band that Roy Wood actually had a number one record with?
No.
Back in the day, 1967.
Don't do this to me.
And was the first record launched on BBC Radio 1.
There are a couple of
they are a couple. They are, exactly. Say which things are in your head as long as they're broadcastable, Sue. Nick doesn't care, and I'm sure Gordon doesn't either. He'll be listening in. So.
Is that going to be somebody like, say, the Rolling Stones or the Who?
No.
Or the Kinks?
No.
Or the Animals?
No. Yeah, I think it's four strikes, basically. Four strikes, Nick.
I think I've used it for my lives. Yeah, go on.
Flowers in the Rain by The Move.
Oh, the...
We're
thank
all
you.
Sitting watching Flowers in the Rain.
Very inspirational band from the period.
Yeah.
Very inspirational band from the period that really have never kind of got, you know, the true reward that they deserve.
Or even the Drew Reward.
Indeed, Drew Reward.
Exactly. No alcohol has been consumed at all on the premises as far as Sound and Nick's Vision Volume 37 is actually concerned. Because we don't mess with the kid, do we, Nick?
We don't.
Why have you selected young Rory Gallagher, also performing live for your father in Heaven FM? If that's not
well, Rory Gallagher, one of my biggest heroes, my favourite artist of all time, and I can remember many times of playing this at extreme volume in my bedroom, and my dad coming up and saying, "Turn the bugger down."
So why are you playing it for him now?
I mean, because just to remember and just to remind him of those happy days at 51.
And it's live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Gallagher. Do it.
Never let it be said that we don't give you the full 6 minutes 32 seconds uncut version of Rory Gallagher messing with the kid. Splendid stuff on that basis. And we don't mess with Barney Packer. Is joined another guest for Sound and Nick's Vision. Nick. That is Barney Packer. Young musician, young student, all-round fine soul. Yes, get in front of that microphone, Barney. Just drag it away from Sue Rice. It's all right. She would be happy to sort of share the microphone with you. Exactly. Barney, you've been having a crisis day today, have you not?
Yes, that's in entirely the sense of the word. Yeah, a true crisis.
Did the tiger escape safely? That's not a euphemism, by the way, Nick, just in case you're wondering.
I'm lost. Totally lost. Yeah. Crisis, man.
The tiger did escape safely, yeah. I mean, so much went on.
So much went on. Anyway, moving on with the sort of crisis we've been having here. Just to give you a sort of sense of the feel of the show, Nick is sitting on your left-hand side, I think. Sue Rice is sitting on your right-hand side. It's just setting the scene for the listener, of course. Collectively, between them, they're an awesome combination. I just press an occasional button and get occasional facts wrong. Mm-hmm. This is volume 37 of Sound and Nick's Vision. And Kat, of course, our ace producer, doesn't say a great deal on her. It's all right. statistics. We'll, of course, be sharing with you all sorts of other bits and pieces and probably taking photographs via our mystical social media things as we work through that. It's amazing. Yes. It's like public relations for the music industry. Quite astounding. And it is a special tribute to Nick's late father, the fabulous Gordon Elliott, or Gord, I like to say.
Gord.
How did he relate to Gordon Tracy, by the way, the pilot of Thunderbird 4?
He was a big fan of Thunderbirds. Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Just wanted to clarify that because...
Yeah, it's a big Elliott gig, Thunderbirds.
Brilliant. That's what we like to hear.
Definitely.
Still to come on the programme, we've already heard from Thunderclap Newman, Richard Hawley and Rory Gallagher. Now we actually have the Hives. So, Nick, explain why we're about to hear Walk, Idiot, Walk.
I will. German band. I tripped over this track a couple of months back and I'd never heard it. And I thought, whoa, this is kicking, man. And I bought the thing there and then. And I just wanted to feature it. Kicking. They've gone, you see. Catching us on the hop there, almost. So, Nick, we decided that, given that it's out of Nick's vision, we'd have a musician on the show as well, a young yep. musician, next generation nice
musician.
Nice touch.
I thought so.
Nice exactly. touch.
It's always, and that's why Barney is actually here. It's great. Barnaby Packer, you do most of your material on an iPhone, I believe.
That's right, yeah. Back a couple of years ago, when I had an iPhone 5S, so many generations ago of an iPhone, on the little kind of, I think it was like a 5-inch screen or whatever, just tapped in all the instruments, played in all the guitar, found a way of getting a microphone in there so it'd have a slightly clearer sound to it, and just basically tried to use all the bells and whistles I could on.
Barney, as you know, if it was my show, Midweek Drive, I'd be playing your stuff now. It's not, okay? So I'm not even going to sort of go that sort of line on that sort of particular basis. It's Nick's show, so you have to negotiate with them in terms of whether we actually get to hear any of your stuff and various other bits and pieces.
We could do it another show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get him back, get Barney back. He's no doubt here for a bit, you know? Couple of 3 years?
No, he graduates this year.
Always welcome, my friend. Always welcome.
Exactly.
Come in, play a few tunes.
So meanwhile, somebody who possibly actually was also in the pre-iPhone days, not a bad musician in his own way. He's up next with his wonderful vegetarian former wife, Linda. Do you know to whom I'm referring?
I know this one.
Do you know this one?
Yeah. You've got this, Paul McCartney.
And how often has Dylan referred to this particular song title as well when talking about Sue in so many ways?
Really?
You think so?
Always dear, new game.
Would you like to introduce it, please, Nick? Just so we get the full sort of effect on Sound of Next Week.
It's the back seat of my car.
Speed along the highway, honey, I want it my way. But listen to her daddy's side. Don't stay out too long. Ooh, we're just busy hiding, sitting in the back seat of my car.
Looking for a ride in a lonely bottom. Looking for a ride in a lonely bottom. What's so in a ride in a bottom bottom? Looking for a ride in a lonely
bottom. The lazy lights are pretty. We may end up in Mexico City. But listen to her daddy's show.
Norfolk Rocks. Norfolk Rocks, photographer of the stars, puts county in frame. It's all right, Paul, you're just getting to the end. He's obviously doing his final wrap-up there. Earlier on Nick Elliott Press Office, we see this little feature from the Eastern Daily Press. Nick, please explain, why does Norfolk Rock, and why do you, as the photographer of the stars, put the country in the frame, or rather the county, let's face it.
Well, that's quite funny, because quite a connected story to the show, really, because it was last year and I released a book which was a little bit off the kind of the way for me, which was titled Ice Cream and Sun Cream, which was took me 2 years to shoot this project, and I dedicated it to my dad. And the story behind it was, going way, way back to me and my brother being small children, documenting every part of our life was very high on the agenda for my mum and dad. The dad did photography for millions of years. And every year we had a 2 week holiday in Norfolk, which was, it was kicking. It was the biggest thing that you could possibly do. It was so important to us as a family. And my dad always documented every part of it. And I set out this project, which, as I say, I dedicated the book and the project to my dad. That if I was to shoot that fortnight's holiday on the Norfolk coast today, how would I do it? And that was the result of the book and the collection of images.
And people can presumably get hold of a copy of the book by going to Nick Elliott Press Office.
No, they can go to nickelliott.shop, where they can buy the book, preview the book. There's flip page on there and everything. There's 250 images, I think, in the book. And it's literally designed and based around your 2 weeks holiday throughout the summer.
And for people who are actually on the social networking media, I've just realised why in television, if you happen to be have a somewhat high forehead, as I do myself these days, or follically challenged, whatever sort of system you actually work for, clearly need some padding, because actually I was blinding myself when I actually looked at the shine that's coming up from the top of the head on the last thing. I mean, Sue, likewise, although she's not follically challenged, there's a very sort of shiny sort of thing there. I don't know what Kat has actually done as a producer there, but as you point to Kat, certainly it looks as though I've actually got some kind of halo that's coming through.
Oh, I see.
Beaming
I
off
see.
The whole system.
It's our godliness.
Do you think
this
so?
Particular edition.
Oh,
yes.
Clearly, yeah.
It
I'm
could be that, yeah.
Ascending
bit of
to
a spiritual
thing.
Vibe around the whole afternoon.
Very peculiar. It's almost as though there's a tiger that's escaped from a zoo somewhere. only kidding. They call me the breeze. No, they don't.
Well, again, a very special track, because this was actually played at my dad's funeral a few weeks ago. And this is a cover by Eric Clapton and friends. And it was played at my dad's funeral because my dad always had a saying, which was still whistling.
Rolling down the road.
possibly just a couple more to actually squeeze into this special tribute special to the fantastic Gordon Elliott on Volume 37 of Sound and Nick's Vision, with Barnaby Packer, ace musician. And how can people find out details about your work on the web, Barney?
You can just type in Barney Packer into Google search. Barney like the dinosaur, Packer like you might find at the end of a checkout sometimes. Alternatively, do the same for Spotify, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, any social media or streaming platform, you'll find me there.
Excellent. I think that's slick production.
It was very polished.
Yeah. I thought so. Yes,
he's always, always out there trying to, trying to sell it.
Yeah. That's very modest, and due admiration for that. Okay, well, from Barney to a Sex Pistol that you were a big fan of course.
Glenn, yeah, right. Definitely.
So why have you gone for him and his Philistines?
One of his solo projects. I've done a lot of work with Glenn Matlock over the years, and hooked up with a friend who was the drummer in the Philistines, a guy called Dave Donnelly, who actually had done a phone interview at Christmas time on Sound and Nick's Vision.
Still available as a podcast.
Indeed.
They don't vanish like other sort of stations.
They live on.
Access that, exactly, fade away. So, would you like to launch this? And I wonder if Sue has ever encountered this particular track before. I mean, obviously still recovering from the back seat of the car. It's understandable because it did come from the album Ram. well, it did. I'll just say that's
where it came from. Going.
Not led by me. Not at all.
No, not you this time.
I'm purely holding hands with Alex.
I'm thinking, study. But in terms of the 10K, which, of course, you took part in the year it wasn't cancelled due to snow.
I didn't enter this year.
That's why we had snow. Clearly, exactly. So it's sort of through on that. You might well say that you could have been born
to run.
Running.
Close. It's just a grammatical issue, really. Not the imperative. Just the
drop the words.
It's all right. Cat will sort out the grammar.
Tomorrow and tomorrow's yesterday. See you out.
And one of the things, Barney, we always ask our special guests to actually do is make a decision in terms of what would be your number one selection from Thunderclap Newman, from Richard Hawley, from Rory Gallagher, The Hives, Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, Glenn Matlock, or indeed Electric Light Orchestra, or indeed Pink Floyd, and Cat Stevens' Father and Son, which is coming up. So just don't give me an answer yet, but let it percolate.
Okay.
Be your sort of number one. Sue normally does this, but she's had far too many.
I capitulate on this particular.
Not capitulate. You graciously hand over the baton.
Yeah.
It's all a matter of the use of language. So important. You capitulate, people actually just walk all over you. You just got to work on that.
Yes.
Trust me, I know what I speak about. Got the Polish background in me. Would you like to move on to this special Cat Stevens number, Yusuf Islam, of course, is his latest name. Not Matthew and Son, but
Father and Son. Again, obviously dedicated in the title to my dad.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Take it easy. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl. Settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me. I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Cat Stevens, Father and Son, and at the same time Sue starts showing him her sort of various cat photographs. Somehow you just get the feeling she's not getting the seriousness of the whole.
No, her mind's still in that back seat of that car.
Clearly.
That's where it's gone.
So, Barney, which one would you go for as your favourite tune from your Sound and Nick's Vision experience today?
Yeah, I'd have to go with Backseat of My Car, Paul McCartney. Oh, it's got to be. I mean, there's close contenders, but
that was the number one. Even though we wrap up with Pink Floyd and The Great Gig in the Sky, before we say Keep Music Live, this has been dedicated to Gordon Elliott. Do you think he would have liked it? Do you think
Definitely.
He likes it?
Yeah, he would have done.
So
yeah.
You should try tapping the table or postcards.
Possibly, but I should just keep playing it and he'll pick it up.
Exactly.
He's got the vibe.
That's the bottom line. Sue, thank you for returning.
Pleasure, as always.
Well, exactly. Well, thank Kat for keeping you informed of when the show actually takes place, because Lord knows I never get around to doing that sort of thing still. And Barney, thank you for being part of Sound and Nick's Vision, and thank you, Nick Elliott, because it is your show after all. What do we end up with those last couple of words? Three words, to be precise.
Keep music live.
Barney wasn't aware of that, so we better say it with Barney singing it in a cappella. So a one, a two, a three.
Keep music live.
Should I be frightened of dying? There's no reason for it. You've got to go sometime.